We've had a month away, a whole month away. Why have we had a month away? very good reasons why we've had a month away, and that reason might come round again, you never know. I mentioned on the very first show back, treat me right and I'll treat you the same. Treat me with anything else, and also see what happens. And well, I'm looking at the third show in, because we didn't have a show on Thursday this week. We have next week, but remains to be seen. Because we won't be doing shows like this, I can promise you, we will not be doing shows where nobody turns up. And my guest has turned up, but where are you? And, you know, we had our miseries, before we went off air, and we voiced our miseries, and I'm not scared of voicing my miseries, because when people treat me in a miserable manner, they get misery back. And doesn't misery hurt? Yeah, because, you know, words of misery can really be painful, can't they? But where are you? Why are you not here supporting us? I've heard said that I only call in to the shows I like, and I think that's a load of rubbish. There is not one psychic, medium or spiritual worker that has ever been on Psychic Choice Radio with me that is not worth the salt. Everyone that I've ever had with me on Psychic Choice Radio is worth the salt. There is nobody any different. Everyone is quite capable of delivering messages from spirit. When I say everyone, I don't mean just the psychics and mediums that we've had with us. I mean the planet, everyone. Some people are more gifted than others. And some people have horned, if you will, their experience with spirit. Some people don't bother and may never bother. We're going to start the show, but I am looking at three people actually in the call queue. One of them is Chris. So we've got three people for a 2-hour show. Now, at the start of the show, for the past two shows, there's been 15 people lined up before the show even went live. There is no excuse. If you can do it for one show, you can do it for them all. There is no excuse. So if you're out there listening and you happen to listen back to the show, that I know you do. Oh, well, I don't really like that person or whatever, but I'll give you the listen back anyway. We know you listen back, and we know that you will take note of what's been said there this evening. You better take note of what's been said there this evening, because next month we'll be doing exactly the same again. And each time that you do this to me becomes more permanent. So it's something to think about. You've done it to me last month and the month before. Each time is going to become more permanent. I will not swallow this lightly. It is not good enough. Picky choosy is not good enough. Either support the nights that we're here or go without. Because it's not good for the reader and it's not good for me. Right then, we're going to get on with it anyway. Hopefully the call queue will build up. If it doesn't, then we're going early. We will be going early. I am not going to sit here playing music. We are not a music show.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing? It was just, you're going to laugh your butt off, but I'm going to tell you what happened. We were going to go get something to eat, and we were on the road. We just barely pulled up. And what's crazy is that, you know, I told my mom, I said, we'll make it. And then they're like, well, you have so much confidence in me. And I said, yes, I do, you know, because I just know that, you know, we'll get there in time. And lucky enough, when I walked in, you were playing the music. And it's just insane because I was right on the money, and I was like, man, we're going to make it. I know we're going to make it. And so it was a good feeling to know that, you know, about me being the accuracy with everything that I said.
So there you go. Straight away, it speaks volumes. Chris, there on the road driving, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to get there on time. And sure enough, he's here, ladies and gents. He's here for you. But where are you? You know, it really annoys me to see this, Chris. It really does, because of the first two shows back after a month away, and we had two good shows there, and then it comes to Friday night. I know people like to get out on a Friday night. And the heat that we've had in the UK recently, nighttime temperatures into the 80s, you know. It's kind of sticky. People want to get out, and they've got the freedom back in the UK now, because you don't have to wear your masks. You can go into a public house and you can sit down and have a drink.
Yeah.
While the COVID was on, you couldn't go out. You couldn't go inside the pub. You had to order your drinks at the door and have the person come to you outside. Yeah. You were lucky if you got served, and you could be waiting over an hour for a drink, yeah?
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. So true. And you know, I was saying, to me, I feel that even though I was on the road, this is one thing I'm going to say, and then we can start with the show. But one thing I'm going to say is that, like I said, I was on the road. We were getting something to eat. And I told my mom we were going to make it. And my mom, you know, went to do car stuff. And I looked at the time and I said, we'll be fine. We'll make it. And that shows, and this is the biggest word of all, that shows dedication and determination to get things done.
Of course it does.
Knowing that we have other psychics,
yeah,
you know, besides what Kim has, we're here to help you.
Exactly so. This is what really bugs me, Chris, now, is that the dedication that the psychics and mediums put into our shows, and then to be downsized by the callers themselves, it's very belittling, you know, to sit here and look at a studio that's miserable, because we've got three people sitting here now at the moment, and you know, it's like, well, where are they? Why have they deserted us? You know, it's like, I know there's other shows out there, don't get me wrong. And there might be a more popular show than this one on a Friday night. But, you know, it's like, why downsize us from one night to the next? It doesn't bear witness. It's like, what's the difference between one show and the other? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. And I can't see that. if you're going to get a following on a Monday night, why not on a why not for the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris,
that is true.
I think we've lingered too long on this one subject. We're going to get on with it, mate. Okay, right. Let's open the line then. Queen.
Hello.
Peaceful greetings, brother. Glad you are here. Glad both of you are here.
I know. And you know what? I see it as that as a blessing. And I already talked to Kim. We all talked about it, about this on Messenger. And I told him what I felt. And again, I'm not going to go into any detail what we talked about. But the dedication to helping people, it's, you know, there's no excuse for people not to call, because what I don't get is, and I'm not kidding, when Kim was off the air, there was people asking for me and asking, when are we going to have a show? What happened to him? Where did he go? And I find that kind of funny, because when we were here, you didn't call. And then when we left, you were asking for us. And I'm just going to leave it with that. If you're going to call in, call in. Okay, because we're here and we're helping people. That's all. That's what I'm going to leave it with. But I am glad to be back on the air. And I just want to say congratulations to Ken for you coming back. And just don't let anybody discourage you. And that's what I have to say. And for Queen, I'm glad to be back on to help you. So besides that, do you have any questions for me, or do you just want me to tell you what I get for you in the moment?
Tell me what you get, and if I have a question or two, I'll ask. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I got some new cards. These are creepy cards, is what I call them. I've done a few lives with them. One thing I was going to tell you, these cards, I was told to tell you, be careful on the unknown. I was told to tell you, if people tell you to do something, don't do it. And then tell them to research, like, because for some reason, I keep getting the feeling that you're helping people. And I feel like they're not telling you everything, and I feel like they're not aware of the unknown. So I would suggest telling them to do their research when they tap into the unknown. And then the other thing that the card is telling me is that you might be insulted by false accusations. So you might be insulted by something that you said, which I'm being told that might not resonate with, I guess, the client or the person that you are reading. But again, just what I'm being told, just don't let them get the best of you, and just keep doing what you're doing, and there will be people probably trying to insult you, thinking that you don't know your shit, but I'm being told that you do. So I'm being told to let you know that. And then the other thing I got for you is that I see that you're in faith and hope, the work that you do, you have put so much faith and hope. And I'm being told that you're going to be doing charity work, which meaning that you might be donating for other programs and other stuff like that. And I do feel that you're going to get charity back for all the offers and the programs that you're doing. And then I'm being told that you have a better purpose, and you have a worthy cause. So if anybody tells you that you don't know what you're talking about, don't even listen to it, because you know who you are. And I'm being told you don't need to prove anything to anybody, because you know who Queen is. Okay?
All right. So
those are the messages I got for you right now. Okay?
Yeah.
The other part I was told to tell you is ground yourself. Because I'm being told that there might be some being distracted or unfocused, or you're just tired or irritated. So I'm being told just their spirit is telling you to ground yourself and reconnect with the divine source if you're not grounded. The other card I got, too, was doing some cleansing. So you might do some spiritual cleansing because there's some, too, what I'm being told, that there's a shift going on with you. And I'm being told it's going on, not just you, but it's going on with certain people that are very sensitive because we're going into the full moon cycle. So just do some cleansing when you read people because you don't know what kind of attachments or what kind of things are lingering around them. So I'm being told just to cleanse yourself and just do what you do. And if you have to burn some incense, do what you got to do, Queen. And just know that I'm being told with our lovely ancestor, she's very proud of you. And she says, keep your head up. Family member, she's telling me to tell you, keep your head up. Because there's times where I feel like you kind of, you feel kind of down at times. But just, I'm being told to keep your head up and just keep on trucking, okay? So don't let anything discourage you or just don't have doubt in yourself, okay? I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm being told to tell you.
It makes sense. There are moments, not many, but there are moments, and this too shall pass, I'm sure.
In a way, I kind of feel that since we have not been on the air, I did feel from you that you did miss Ken and us. So I feel like being that we're back on the first show on Friday, I feel that you are happy and you know that the energy just has a way of doing mysterious things. And that's what I've always been told, that the universe has a funny way of doing things. Just know that you have a lot of good gratitude coming your way and you have a lot of more blessings coming to you. So for the people that I'm being told that don't believe in you, just don't let them get the best of you and just keep on moving forward. Okay?
Yes. Wisdom tells me, you know, people don't believe in the creator, the creator. So, you know, really, you know, so I shouldn't take offense to them not believing in me. But I am grateful for those who appreciate me, and I am grateful for them, and those are the ones that I welcome into my world. So I will learn. I will master eliminating the garbage, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff, and, you know. I'm good. Let me see. I met someone who, interesting meeting, and they are in real estate, and I'm wondering, it was very interesting, rather mystical, actually, but I'm wondering, what could this lead to in terms of connection.
I'm being told that it could lead into a lot of new projects is what I'm seeing with that. I'm seeing that there's opportunities with the person that you're talking about. And I'm seeing a lot of abundance. I'm seeing some travels. And I see kind of like new objects and new crystals and new stuff coming in. So I see like for some reason I keep hearing the word inventory. So I'm being told that you both would be a good team to work together. And I'm being told that I can see a possible maybe store or maybe like a little business with both of you. And I see good prosperity coming your way with this person. So if you come up to an agreement with both of you, I feel like there's good success coming your way. And I want to say, if anything, I'm getting something to do with, I'm hearing October, something about the fall. I'm being told that there could be a lot of good things that you might have ideas about. So I think the fall is going to be the good time to do it because you know how the fall has a lot of magical energy because, you know, it's close to Halloween and all that. So So if you do a lot of good things, I see good things coming your way with that. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the potential for something. Time will really reveal itself. And one other thing, I was invited to do something in Birmingham. And you mentioned charity work. That felt like this might be part of it. What are your feelings around that?
Honestly, with everything going on, I see that, yeah, with the charity work, I actually see that you're going to get something like profit off of it. I'm getting some kind of a, and it's funny that you just validated me, because I do see that there is something with charity. I see a lot of good potential in that. So I do feel that it's going to grow, and that's what I'm being told, that I'm seeing, like, advancement. Like, you're going to be very advanced with everything that you're doing. That's really what I see. I see a lot of potential in that. So just keep your head up. And that's funny that you said get rid of the garbage, because I've been doing exactly just that. So that's validating for you that a lot of times during this time, a lot of people are getting rid of the garbage. So just if there's anything that does not serve you, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Okay? That's what I'm being told. Just get rid of it.
I feel you. I hear you, and I thank you for your sharing your energies and your messages, which are magical, powerful. And those that don't have sense enough to come forth to receive it, you know, that is their loss. That is their loss. I am grateful.
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate the compliment that you say, because I do feel that that what you say, I know that you're speaking the honest truth. And it's sad that some of us people that, I mean, for the people that know who I am, they know I'm legit. And for the people that are just saying, yeah, this show doesn't have any good psychics. Well, like Ken says, everybody works differently. And there's others that will have their favorites, and then there's some of them that will be like, I can't stand her, or I can't stand him. But like I told the others, you can't please everyone. And the ones that are meant to come in your path, those are the ones that you're going to help. But thanks, Queen, for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for being there.
Yeah, the time has gone, yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
A little bell. It's just a single bell sound, Chris. So it's just one single bell sound. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I don't know whether it's picky Tuesday or whether it's just because it's Friday night, it's the weekend, and people are out doing other things. I really don't know. But we've got to say that, you know, the response changes from one show to the next, and it's the response at the start of the show. I thought, okay, it's got slightly better, and we're up to four people now, but still no. I don't know, because we had on the first two shows we had 15 people consecutively, and when I say consecutively, I had 15 people throughout the night as one person called off, another called in. So it was consecutive throughout the night. You know, it's like, I think we ended up with about 20 calls. We can't do 15 calls. It's impossible to do in one show. I think the average is 8 in one show. So we're getting there. We're at 5 calls now, so we're getting there. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Teresa.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
how can I help you?
Hey,
what are you doing? What are you doing, girl? What's up?
Nothing. Yes, just to let you know, I feel that Chris is probably one of the best psychics that you have on your show. You have some other psychics which are good. You have Silva, And there's a few other guys, but I think that he's one of the best psychics. Just to give you the heads up.
I appreciate that. So what is the question that you have for me tonight? Or do you have, or you just mean to tell you what I see?
Yeah, please tell me what you see.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. This is what this is. I don't know if this is going to answer your question or to the time that you messaged me on my phone. I'm being told good spirits will help you. A close decision is in your favor. So whatever decision you're going to make, everything's going to be fine. Everything with all the issues of the last reading that we did over the phone, I'm being told everything is in your favor. I'm being told very clearly everything's in your favor, okay? With that being said, I'm being told that you're going to get a precious letter from somebody and that you will be rewarded with great happiness. So in other words, everything that you were asking through the text, I'm being told that everything's going to come out fine. I'm also told to tell you, okay, that's kind of interesting. The third card is telling me that there's danger ahead. So there might be that you will get good things in favor, but just keep a lookout, and I'm seeing the word caution. And then I'm being told that you have unlimited confidence, which means trust your own intuition, trust your psychic empathic abilities, and most of all, you're not wrong with everything that you're feeling.
Cool.
Hopefully that
and
answers everything that you wanted to. Yes, ma'am. So just don't ever doubt yourself. Don't ever doubt yourself.
Okay. I won't. The danger you've seen, is it coming from male or female?
Hold on. Okay, for some reason, I'm getting female. I'm getting female with that. So I have a feeling that you know who it is. So just be cautious and take things under advisory. So in other words, be very cautious with this person. Don't tell them everything. Keep it to a limit, and then you'll find out that whatever you did not know will be revealed to you within, I want to say like 2 to 3 weeks is what I'm being told, okay? So you're going to find out something within a certain amount of period. So I'm being told that you're very close to what you're going to find out. Very, very soon.
Okay, is it an older female or a younger female?
Okay, hold on. Is it older or younger? Okay, I'm getting younger for that one.
Okay, I think I know what this is. I'm going to text you, and I'll tell you what the story is around that.
Okay. And I hope you enjoyed your meeting.
All right, you know what?
And we'll definitely keep in touch.
Okay, the thing with this younger female is, even though she's, I see what she's trying to do, but it's the mother that's trying to remove her. It's not me. It's the mother.
Yeah. Yes.
He's stuck
yeah.
in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will check.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you, Chris.
And we'll talk later. And we'll talk later.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Okay. All right. So, happy there with the reading. What we're going to do, we're going to take a short break because that one was quite short compared to the last one. If we don't take breaks, then, we're not going to get through 2 hours, and we're here for 2 hours. So we'll take some breaks just to break things up a little bit, yeah? So we've got three people left at the moment. 10 minutes is the average call. If people are satisfied before 10 minutes, then that's fine as well. But really depends on the call queue, because we need to keep the show going, of course. Okay. We haven't had this one in a while. The clap in there. that song was made around the National Health Service here in the UK, and it was originally a Bill Withers song, as you probably know, sung by none other than Ali Campbell. There, UB40, there you go. So, the original UB40. Not the one that's presently quite around. Okay, they're split up, haven't they? There's two of them, which is confusing. Okay, the court queue is building up slowly but surely. We've got enough to make a two-hour show, I can tell you, which is nice. The words that we said at the beginning may not have been justified. Ken slips up sometimes, and, you know, we're all bloody human, ain't we? And isn't this COVID got to everybody in strange ways, you know? It's either made us better or it's made us more outspoken. So, you know, I think I've always been outspoken, but this COVID thing has really woken things up in me, sort of thing, that, you know, it's like, yeah, there's tolerance and there's intolerance now. And the things I would tolerate before, I no longer tolerate. But here we are. We're here. Okay. Enough of that. I've been on the soapbox this evening again, as you probably hear if you listen back to the start of the show. And I must apologise. You know, it's not very often I do that. It's just a very slow start to the show that got me a little bit aerated, let's just say. So we're very grateful to have Chris here with us. And as one lady mentioned there already, Chris is one of the best that we have with us at the moment. And when I say one of the best, we have seven of the best, because we have the best here for you every single show, you know. And there goes the bell again. Don't know why that's going, but we're timing the music as well now. Okay, then. Right. Okay, let's bring Chris back in and see where we're going. We should be with line three, and that's Sandra.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome. Welcome to the Psychic Stories Show. And how can I help you today? Do you have any questions for me, or do you just want me to tell you what comes out?
Well, I do have a question, but if Spirit has something else after this, it or might kind of lead to it. My relationship has ended, and I say fairly good terms. We still have much love, but it's just time for it to move on. And I am scheduled to move out next week, and I'm sure things are kind of moving along as scheduled. I heard from my realtor briefly yesterday. But I'm just wondering, do you see things moving along so that I will be moving out next week on schedule? My desire is that instead of Wednesday, it will be Friday, so that way I can definitely have all the funds that's needed. But just wondering, do you see everything moving smoothly?
Honestly, I'm being told yes, everything will move. Running smoothly. Sorry, my tongue got tied for a second. That's what I tell you every time I channel. It tends to do that. I get tongue tied, but yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I see that it will be good. I'm seeing it going like smoothly. I want to say like probably like Friday, going into Saturday, will be running smoothly. Yeah. I want to say it's going to be very, very good. I don't know why, but I was shuffling the cards. These new, it's what I call creepy cards. And I know Angie's, my friend of mine, is listening to the show, but I was told to tell you, be careful in everyday work. I'm being told to take things slow. If you have to take breaks as you're moving. Okay? So just take everything. Just don't try to rush it. And then I don't know but I would say if you have not moved into the house or if you've not looked at it, I'm being told to put boundaries around it, to sage it, to smudge it. You can even use salt at the edges of the house. Just put prayer and the Lord into your home, okay?
Yes, yes. I was going to have someone do prayerful.
I would say just make sure that you have a prayer when you move in. And then also, okay, this is just so weird. I don't know why I'm being shown this. It says you are not sure what you are doing. It has like phrases and then it's got a picture. And then I'm told to tell you what the other one is. It says follow your best friend's policy. I don't know why I'm being told that. I'm being told that if a friend told you a certain quote or a certain saying, follow that policy.
Wow.
Okay, and if no one ever has told you that, then just follow your best wish. In other words, your best friend is yourself. Whatever policy you have within yourself, follow it. Okay?
Wow. I do understand.
You are not, and then I'm being told you're not sure what you are doing. With that, I kind of feel like there's outside of the movie, I feel like there's a decision that you're going to be coming down to having to decide after you finish moving, that you're going to find out that you're going to have to start over again, you know, not with the house, but everything along that. You have to look for a job and just keep an eye on the people that you meet, okay?
Okay.
And just to be very careful is what I'm being told. So if everything resonates with you, that's what I'm being told, okay? Okay, let me see what else I got for you. Hold on. And then I'm being told subdue your passion. So in other words, whatever you do, just keep doing your passion. And then for some reason, I don't know why, I don't know if it's something around you or someone around you, but I see someone writing a book. Okay. And then I'm seeing art, and then I'm seeing artwork, something about artwork or drawing. So that's what I'm seeing with that. So just keep a lookout on everything else, but I do see everything running smoothly. And then I'm also told to tell you from my other deck, the hello from heaven came out, and I'm being told that your loved ones on the other side are very proud of you. You have accomplished a lot. You've been through hell. You've been through a lot of hell.
Yes.
And they're telling me that they're there for you when you need them. All you got to do is ask. Okay?
Wow.
So that's
what I was told
to tell you.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That you actually. Yeah. You hit on quite a few things there. Yeah, that's amazing, and I do understand so much of that. The one thing I do not I do not know what I'm doing. It's my concern with my new job that I this job that I recently accepted. It is so not what they promised. I feel that I've got what was promised is not being delivered, and I constantly, daily, find myself biting my tongue to not lash out. And it's like, just wait, just be calm. I'm trusting that a new job is going to come and outside of this company, but I know there's things I have to do first. And this move right now is more critical. So, yeah.
And I've been told to take things lightly. I know that you want to, how can I say, you want to like really tell them how you feel, but I'm being told, and it's what I'm being told from you is that two wrongs don't make a right, okay? So whatever you're doing that they did not promise you, you be the better person and let the universe take care of that for you. Because I feel that even though that job said, you know what, I promise you this, I promise you that, you're going to get this, you're going to get this and that and this and that, they lied to you, but it's okay.
Yeah.
The universe is going to, will be in your favor, so don't worry about it. And I do feel that you will be put in the right, and it's weird. I don't know why I'm seeing this, but even though you have not worked yet there yet, but I'm seeing a promotion And then I'm being told that with that promotion, you're going to be transported to where you don't have to be in that area where they said that they promised you this, promised you that. So you're going to be somewhere within that same company, but you're going to get more pay. Is what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing the universe is already working on that, as even though you are moving, so they're working on it as we speak. The universe is in your favor right now. Okay?
Wow.
So let you know that.
Okay. Yeah, that's wow. Okay. Okay. I receive it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
Anytime.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. So that's Sandra then. Okay. Right, we will take some more music if we have time. Let's see where we're going. Sue.
Good afternoon or good evening for you guys.
Good afternoon is for me, and then good. I think good evening would be for Kim because he's in a different time zone than us.
Yeah.
So how can I help you today? Do you have any questions, or you just want me to tell you what these amazing creepy cards have to tell you?
Let's see what the cards say, and then maybe I'll have something.
Okay. So what is your name again?
It's Sue.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, let's see what we got for you. Okay, okay, this is interesting. First card telling me to tell you continue to improve yourself.
Okay.
I'm being told you are leaning towards the right direction. So basically what I'm seeing is just that continue to improve. There's always good for improvement.
Yes.
Adjustment is what I'm seeing with that. A lot of adjustment. But I see that you're going to succeed with whatever career. And it's crazy because what I'm seeing with my guys, they're telling me that you're career driven. Okay. And I see that you are guided to the right path. And then for some reason, when I look at these cards, even though I know you can't see them, but I'm being told they're showing the arrows with a cross in the middle, like an X marks the spot. And I'm being told with the arrows, they're pointing to the right. I don't know what they're telling me, but they're telling me something about, besides what the card is saying, they're telling me, tell her the arrow. Right, right, right. Okay? And then that being said, the second one that came up, is being told to keep at a distance from your enemy. So there's an enemy that's hidden around you. You would say that this person would seem like a friend, but it's a person that's more of a, and I kind of feel like you know, but I'm being told this person's a spy of some sort, okay? And then they're telling me don't let a loud noise scare you, so just if there's any strange noises, don't let it, how can I put it? Don't give it power. Okay? And I actually see embrace the moment card with the spiritual oracle card. So I'm being told to embrace this moment, think positive, and repel those negative thoughts. Try not to judge yourself or others. So in other words, I don't know why I'm being told this, but you are your own worst enemy. You need to stop putting those negative thoughts of others or yourself. And then I'm seeing that there's a changing in your energy. There's a major, major shift. And I'm being told that lately, and this is validating even for me, have you been having trouble sleeping?
Oh, yeah. The energies are so intense. Yeah.
Okay. That just validates me, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I want to say, if I'm correct, I think it's 2 to 3 days from now, I'm being told that there's going to be a full moon.
Yep.
That is going to affect you to where you're not going to be able to sleep. You're going to be kind of irritated, but even though you might not know why you can't sleep, but you're going to feel like a presence around you. I can't figure out what that presence is yet, but I'm being told you will have inherit new wealth and watch your vices. Watch your vices. So I'm being told just be careful how you spend. The other thing I got was, of course, I got embrace the moment. And then for some reason, I'm getting this pain on my temples, on the right side, like I'm getting headaches. So I'm being told with the decisions, don't overthink it. Follow your intuition. And then I'm also told that you're a caregiver. So you care a lot about people and just know that the universe is proud of you. And they're very aware that what you're doing and that you're here to help. Not everyone's going to be, not everyone's going to be there for you, but just know that you have your mission. You have a purpose in life and just know that everything's going to be fine and just don't worry what other people think. Just try not to be a people pleaser. I don't know why they're telling me that, but they're telling me you just need to work on yourself more than anything else, okay?
No, and that hits home right now for the even this weekend. I understand because I'm being put up against a brick wall about a family thing that's going on, and it's like, I can't go. And they're like, you have to be here. And it's like, I can't. I can't be there. So I understand. It's more a need for me, and where I've been, it's been very stressful for me for the last 2 months. And I have to think of me now.
Yes, you do. And I feel, you know what's crazy? I don't know too much about your situation, but when when I heard that something about family, for some reason I keep seeing an event, but that, I don't know why I'm hearing the word event or something that they want you there, but you can't be there because I'm being told that you've been, like, you're burned out, and I feel like you need to just have time for yourself and reflect back on you until you get to where you're supposed to be. And just know that they might not agree with you because they want you there. So there might be some more issues that you're going to probably deal with, like them telling you you better come, or you're going to start noticing that they're going to start either not talking to you no more. But it's okay. Just know that it's time for you to reflect on yourself. And just if you have to, go outside and just get some vitamin D. And just if you have to take a little vacation or get near water, I would say get near water and do because you know how the water comes from the Holy Spirit. So what you want to do is just go in the water, and you go to a lake or something. Just when you walk into the water, you're surrounded by the air. You're surrounded by spirit. You're surrounded by air, water, and except for fire. You're not around fire except for the sun, because fire represents the sun. So basically, I'm being told that once you walk into the water, you're going to have all the elements. So when you do that, I'm being told, and I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I can see you walking barefooted into the lake, and I see like a cup over your head, like almost like a baptized kind of thing, and I see like you saying a prayer, and I feel like you're just going to be releasing all the okay, that's weird. They're telling me you're going to release all the garbage and all the dirt that's negative around you. So when you put the water over you, it's like you're being reborn.
Now, see, when you said that, I saw the Ace of Cups, the card, tarot card, Ace of Cups. That's where my mind went.
Okay. Cool. So that makes a lot of sense to you. So just know that everything resonates. I don't know. Hopefully we'll be back on next Friday, but let me know in a few weeks how things are going for you.
Okay.
Keep me updated, and I do have my phone number on the description of today's show. So if you need to get a hold of me, I don't know where Kim's, I don't know if you can find it, but just get a hold of me. And then if you don't have internet, then you can reach me at 210-974-3470 in case you can't see the number on the screen. But just give me a call.
Okay.
And we can talk more.
And thank you for calling. Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Chris. Thank you,
Kim. Right. There is actually a way, ladies and gents, and I don't know whether it will work for everybody, Okay. Now, in the formatting of the show page, you can actually turn a telephone number into an actual call number. You can do that with any phone number. Unfortunately, when we do this before, we have too many people phoning us constantly, and everywhere you go, the number would automatically ring. So we've got to be cautious of this. Otherwise, we're going to get inundated day and night. And I'm sure Chris doesn't want that. But the number is there on the page. We've made a slight mistake in the write-up there. I'm just going to alter something here because I can see where it says call Chris. It has a comma before that, which it shouldn't have. We've just altered that now so that it reads correctly. It says call Chris after the show, and you'll see the number there beside it. Yeah, so you can call Chris after the show, not during the show, please, because we can't do two things at once. Not yet, anyway. Maybe when we get to the other side, we'll be able to do more than two things at once. But certainly on the Earth plane, we can't. So there you go. And we do have Chris's email address there for you. If you click on where it says today's guest, that goes to Chris's Facebook page there direct. So that is also a clickable link. You'll see many clickable links there on the show page for every show there. We are trying to alter things to make things more user-friendly. We are trying to alter the write-up to make that more friendly as well. And the shows starting in August will have a different name to them. So although they're coming under the Psychic Choice Radio banner, the new shows will be named All New Spiritual Concept from August. Yeah, so each show coming up in August will go under that new banner. It's still part of the Psychic Choice Radio network. It's just that we're flying under a different banner. So there you go. New shows, new people. Got a lot of new things happening for you. Right then, well, let's see where we're going. So, oh, okay. I think we've just taken line 4 before. So we should be now with line 5. Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Hi. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's been a while since.
Chris, it's good to talk with
you.
Yes,
it has. Yes, it's been a very long time. I mean, you sound familiar. I just don't know from where, because I've been on too many shows. I can't keep up anymore, but but it's nice talking
it's
to
in,
you.
It's in,
but,
it's in this show. This show.
Oh,
show.
Yeah, it's been a while because... Yeah, but how can I help you today? Do you want me to tell you what the cards have to say, or do you just have any questions for
yeah,
me?
And then, excuse me, I do have a question at the end, so before we run out of time, but if you want to tell me a couple of minutes of what the cards say, that would be good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, first of all, okay, these cards are coming out crazy. okay, first of all, I'm being told happy romance is in your future. You have a compassionate heart. also that you have some charity and work to do. I feel like you've given a lot of people, and I feel like when you do donations, I feel like that helps a lot because the universe sees what the law of attraction. So I feel like a lot of the things are going to be in your favor. And then also, be careful with the unknown. So be careful on what you're tapping into. Okay, and then I'm also seeing signs of distress, kind of like, I guess, kind of like you're stressed out. And then I'm being told that there's some hard work ahead. Okay, hard work is coming for you. But I'm being told that you can get through it, okay? So I'm just giving you heads up that there's a lot of projects and things that you will be doing. Okay. I'm shuffling these other cards, so they're telling me to shuffle. Okay. Inspire some passion. Whatever's inspiring you, just follow through. Okay, just follow what your passions that you do and just know that you have to just rejoice in life. And I'm being told there's an opportunity coming for you, and there's new goals, which is turning to reconnect with all the things that are sacred. And then the study card came up. It's telling me that you're, I don't know why, but I feel like you want to either teach, or you're either looking for teaching, or you're studying for something. Because I'm seeing books. So they're telling me books. And then they're telling me to hold on to the memories, because the memories card is coming out. So the memories are like diamonds, and that you treasure them, and that they resonate with you for the chest of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just know that the spiritual world is there for you, so just don't stop what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing, and just know that the energy has love for you. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I'm going tomorrow to look at a place that I'm considering moving into in October.
Okay.
Do you see that as a positive?
Honestly, as I'm like tapping into the energy, it looked like a beautiful home, but it's weird that you say that, because I get like this weird, like I feel like there's a lot of good energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like real good to me, positive, but there's a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
Secrets is what I'm seeing. It's what I'm seeing. And I feel like they're telling me that you have seen this house, and it seems like it draws you in for some reason, and you're wondering why. Like, you feel like there's, like, I feel like you have doubts about it, and I'm being told that you need to trust your intuition with it, and they're telling me that the choices you make reflect on your responsibility, on your life, and the choices that you make. So begin tapping into the power of your own spirit. So, with that being said, hold on. Is this a good choice that you're making? Okay, for some reason, they're telling me yes, and then they're telling me no. So, it's kind of like a yes. It's kind of like a yay or nay kind of thing. I'm being told that there's no, it's kind of like positive, but there might be some issues that you have to get used to the new home. So you're going to be feeling like you have and it's crazy because some people don't see this, but just like we have guides and spirit guides, homes have spirits too. I'm not talking about spirits themselves.
This is
the house itself has its own spirit.
It's not even built yet. It's a,
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go with it. I need to ask you another question about something else. When is Aaron and I going to talk? When are we going to talk?
Well, for some reason, they're telling me the Mother's Love came out, Mother's Love card. I don't know why, but I'm being told that your mom is kind of like having to do with that choice that you just asked me. It's going to be a while for the talk because I kind of felt like he has issues and he has like resentment, but this has nothing to do with you. I think he's getting cold feet for some reason, and it's been a while because I don't remember the last reading I gave you because it's been a long, long time, but I do see that things will start coming into pace, like things are going to start moving slow, so just give him time. And I'm being told that he will come to you. But you just need that space to reconnect with each other. Okay? And then about that house thing, now that you told me that this house is not built, I would say look at the land and do some research because I'm being told that you're going to find some interesting things of the land. So that's funny that you say that because when you asked me the question and then when I told you and then you said that the house was not built, but I'm seeing the house in my head like built. I don't know why I'm seeing that. But now that you tell me the house is not there, before you say yes or no, do some research of the house. I mean, not the house, the land. Why do I keep saying the house? Okay, the land. And see how far it goes because for some reason they're telling me something to do with, hold on, they're telling me 1600s. I don't know what it is, but there's a history on the land. I don't know if it's land-based or there's something buried on the land, but it's just, I would say I would wait on that one. I think you need to do your research. And I go, and I'm being told, go to the library.
Okay.
Because everything has a history behind it. Okay?
Okay.
And it's crazy because in my head, I don't know why I'm seeing this, but if you're not careful, this is just a symbolic feeling that I'm getting, that if you don't do the research, I'm seeing like Amy Allen, like I don't know if it's her physically, but I'm seeing especially like she's going to do a walkthrough and you're going to ask for either a psychic to do a walkthrough and they're going to tell you things that you're not going to like to where it's going to make you think twice. Should I have stayed where I'm at instead of moving to this location? I don't know why I'm being told that, but that just sounds so weird because Amy Allen's still alive, but in my head I'm seeing her like doing a walkthrough. And there's a lot of secrets that you're going to find out once the house is built. So I'm being told that the house is not built yet. So I'm being told to do the research before the house is built on that land. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank I don't know you. If that makes
Thank
sense.
You.
It might not make sense to you right now, but just be very careful is what I'm being told. Do your research.
Right. I'm trying to research it now and many levels. And do you see the guy who owns it? Do you see him as being a person of honesty?
Honestly, that's funny that you said that. When you tell me honestly, okay, answer the question. Okay, before you answer the question, okay, hold on. Okay, when I'm being told, I know that the bell rang, but I'm being told just directly, they're telling me no. There's something that he's not honest about.
Oh, dear.
Okay, that's all I can tell you. But if, yeah, so I don't know if it's just something about the pricing of the land, but there's something that he's not going to tell you up front.
Okay.
And I'm being told he knows. He knows. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, right. Now, let's see where we are. Donna.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just enjoying tonight's show, and I'm having a good time. focusing on
me
helping
too.
People
doing...
and what they need to know. So how can I help you? Do you want me to tell you the
the
cards thing?
Know,
or do you have, or, go ahead.
Well, the cards, and then I have a question at the end, okay? If you could do that, please.
Okay, so what is the question that you have? And then I'll do with the cards as you're asking the question.
Well, it's about a relationship because I still haven't met anybody.
Okay. So you're asking about if you're going to find somebody? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm being told that you will find someone, but I'm being told it's going to take a while. And that's what I'm being told, that it will be, that you will find happy romance in your future, and that you have a compassionate heart, okay? So I'm being told that that person is going to be someone that you're going to find. I feel like that person is going to be real religious, or someone that's going to be, someone that's going to connect with you. Okay, these cards are actually acting up for some reason. Okay, here we go. Okay, for some reason, when I had to shuffle them again, something wasn't right about them, so I had to shuffle them again. But I was told to tell you that you have infinite patience and generosity. I'm being told that you will be ripped extensively with great benefits. So I'm being told that you have a lot of good benefits coming your way, and I'm being told for you to be very patient.
Okay.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, now this is where that person's going to be coming in. I'm being told that you will be invited to a wedding, and then you will lead to a blissful and happy life. So I'm being told that the person that you're going to meet is probably going to be at a wedding. Okay? And I want to say for some reason, hold on. For some reason, I don't know why, but I'm getting November time frame. Something about November. So I'm being told that that person is going to be right now, even though we're in July, but I'm being told that everything that you're asking for with that person in your life is in the process of law of attraction. So the universe is its magic to bring that person to your standards and what you believe in. So in other words, God is already trying to make him cross your path early. So like that, you can more or less know when you see him, you're going to know it's going to be love at first sight. So that's what I'm being told to tell you.
Wow.
And what's crazy with that is that most people don't find their love at first sight, because most people just don't trust themselves when they see the person up front. But for something about you, I feel like there's something different about you that you're going to feel it in your heart. You're going to know that this person is right for you. People are going to be kind of like questioning you about your decision. But I think the reason why I'm being told is because they don't know this person, and they kind of like I guess skeptical about this person, but you're going to see something truthful and honest about this person. But others are going to be kind of like, no, he's not for you, no, stay away from him. So in other words, they're going to try to deceive you and try to tell you not to do it, but your heart's going to say yes.
Yeah, I'll definitely follow my heart. Yeah, that's the best,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Hopefully that makes sense to you. I don't know. I mean, of course, you're not with that man yet, but I do see that. You'll notice when that person is right for you. You're going to know, because you're very good with character, and I'm being told that you follow what your heart tells you, not with what your head tells you. You're a good person that follows with what your heart feels.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Do you see me traveling at all, Chris? Do you see travel in those cars later on? Because that's what I like to do the most.
Honestly,
I like to travel.
Honestly, I just see you traveling. I see you traveling even now if you wanted to. But just keep social distancing, and I see you go to certain places that draw you in, because I feel like these places that you want to go, there's a lot of things that, and it's weird because I don't know why I'm hearing this, but I keep hearing the word antique stores. I don't know if there's something about with you and antique stores, but I'm seeing that there's a lot of stuff that you've gotten, or you're just very drawn to these types of stores. But I see that besides the antique store, I see that, yes, I can see you traveling. But just what I'm being told, you know, without, you know, using any cards or with anything, on the medium level, I'm being told to travel lightly. Don't be so in a rush, so in a hurry to travel. Just take it easy when you travel, okay?
Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. My sister Deidre, she's looking for an apartment in Santa Barbara. Do you see her finding one soon? She has to move out from where she's living. She was living as a guest with a friend.
I'm being told that if she does, it's going to be very tight, I want to say, for some reason. I don't know why, but when I'm looking down and channeling, I keep seeing August. I keep seeing August coming.
Oh,
spring.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I see August, but I do feel that before, when you tell her this, to tell her to look carefully and do the research of wherever she's moving, if it's an apartment or a house, just to look at everything before she moves, because I do feel that a lot of Santa Barbara has a lot of history. So I would say just be careful where she moves. And that's one thing I can tell you right now, just to be careful. But other than that, I see her moving, though.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you see anything else coming up for me? Or will I stay with my blind friend? I look after him like 4 or 5 days a week, 3 hours, 4 hours a day. And do you see that, you know, as a long-term thing? I've been with him for over a year.
Honestly, I'm being told to stay connected. So I'm being told that you will probably be having that connection still. But if you do decide to, you know, relocate or something, I'm being told that the connection, like, if you decide to, like, you know what, I don't want to be here, I see it temporarily. But if you don't move, I see it permanent. Permanent. I don't know why I'm being told
that. Well,
maybe what
I mean,
know if you've thought about.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying that if you move, I think if you move, it's going to be permanent, like temporary. But if you don't find that person within that time, like from now to August or September, I think if you decide to move, you might move like later in the fall time if you do. But right now, at the moment,
yeah,
I'm being told that you will be connected. With that person.
Oh, good.
That you're asking about.
Okay. Yeah, because I think when the man comes into my life, things may change, you know?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, and that's why I kept seeing a move. So there's possible that you might move after this person comes in your life. There's a big possibility that you might move. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I definitely moved from my apartment then. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, thank you for calling, and
thank
I hope you,
you
enjoyed the
Greg.
Show, and hopefully you're welcome.
Yeah, really much.
Anytime.
I think you're just wonderful, and thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. Okay. At the start of the show this evening, you might have heard Ken having a rant again, because the show was a very slow start, but we got there. And, you know, we've reached 11 callers in tonight's call queue. So we've had 11 people calling in. And we're currently with line 7. So I'm not sure of this lady's name. I'm not sure whether I put it in the box properly. But we're going to have a go. And it should be Gilly, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris. This is Julie.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, girl? What's up?
How can
I help you? What's
up?
Long
time. I want to know if I should tell me, will this be a good move? Will this work out?
Okay, you're asking if you should hire him or fire him. Which one was it?
Hire.
Okay, for some reason, I don't know why, but I heard the word fire. That's like, what? I was like,
no,
okay, that doesn't
no.
make
sense. I don't, I'm not ready to fire anyone.
Okay, well, I'm being told right now. Okay, hold on. If she hires this person, will it be a good move? Okay, hold on. Okay, for some reason, when I close my eyes, I'm being told yes. It will be a good move. But the only thing is that you're going to have to work things out. Depending on what you're wanting him to do, you need to look at his qualifications. It's going to make a big decision if you're going to be like with a yay if you hire him. And it's weird that you said hire because when you said the question, I heard the word fire. I don't know if it has to do with him, but I'm being told that there's probably someone that you're going to probably cut off is what I'm being told because when you said hire, I heard fired. So it doesn't have to be pertaining to this person that you're asking about. You know, being told that someone else that you probably don't really, I guess, connect to in a way, you're going to probably fire them. Either that or you're just going to, either not really fire, but you're just going to make them do less work. So it's kind of like you're just going to let them go slowly. I don't know why I'm being told that, but I'm being told that you will probably let someone go. Okay? So just keep a lookout.
It's not
the one that you're asking about, but
this may not be like a long-term thing anyway.
Yeah, so then that makes sense. That's why I got fired. That's why when you asked how I got fired. So with you being saying that, then that tells me that it's not going to be long-term. It's going to be very short. And for something like that, I want to say I'm being told 3. I'm getting something with 3. So that's either 3 weeks, 3 months. 3 days, so it's going to be short. So I'm being told now, if it's month, I'm seeing August. If I'm seeing a week, oh my goodness. That's going to be kind of interesting because they're telling me August with months and then with weeks. That's going to probably be in August too. So that's going to be kind of interesting because I see something with August being very short, like just you just cut them off. Now, it could happen sooner than that because we're still in July, but just keep a lookout on the decisions that you make, and then you're going to relate to the reading I just gave you to where it's going to make sense. It doesn't probably make sense to you right now.
Well, they probably won't start
it does.
Until August.
Yeah. So that makes perfect sense. You see, so you just validated me. So that already tells me that when you said that, I got like very short term. And then when you said fired, when you said hired, I heard fired. So that kind of just validates even more because it's not going to be a long term thing. In a way, I know you want it to be long term. Is what I'm being told. They want you feeling that you're hoping that this is long term, but it's not really long term because it's not. Okay, that's weird. They're telling me it's not for your best interest to keep it long-term. There's
right.
going to be something, if you keep it long-term, you're going to find out something to where you're going to be very disappointed and you're going to be like, damn, I should have just cut this person off. So I'm being told that instead of you going through this pain, you're going to cut this person off real short, real short. So just keep a lookout on that. And just give me the feedback. When you find out the answer, I want you to get a hold of me. It's, I feel like you're going to reach out to me and you're going to be like, damn it, Chris, you did it again. So, but yeah, it's weird because you, when you, Go ahead. Sorry. What did you say?
Will I be able to take over that job that I want this person to do for short term?
Honestly, I'm being told that you can take over it, but you're going to need breaks when you do it because you're already having too much on your plate. But I feel that you can handle it, just that you're going to work at your own pace. That's the only thing that I see with that you will work at your own pace. So I see you working and taking that spot until you can find someone that is more permanent. But if you can find someone in permanent, I don't see that until maybe, now this is kind of strange when I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing next year if you are not satisfied with the person that you're thinking about. I'm seeing more of next year. Like, I want to say probably in January is what I'm seeing. That's going to be a very long time now, but things could change depending on how much energy and put out there. I can see it sooner than that, but I mean, so an estimate is more on January. The earliest would be like December, but for some reason I keep seeing January. So that's going to be like an estimate month is what I'm being told. It's not a day, it's an estimate month. So depending on how much you attract, law of attraction, it could be done sooner. But like I said, estimate month is January. Okay?
Okay. I have one more
thank
question.
Thank you for calling, Julie.
Oh, you want to get rid of me? I think I have another question.
No, I don't want to get rid of you. Of course
what?
Not. So, no, of course not. What other question did you have?
Will I find some physical evidence to support something I recently found out?
Will you find something physical in? Okay, hold on. Will she find out physical evidence? Okay, for some reason, they're telling me with a finger, they're telling me no, not right now. You need more evidence.
Well.
Yeah, I'm being told no, not right now, but you will get it. I'm being told you will get it. But not right in the moment. But
well,
you will get the evidence. But you just need to do. You need more research.
Okay. More research.
Okay.
Wow. Now I have more questions. Okay, Chris. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
Thank you, kid.
Thank you, Julie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, right. When you talk about finding physical evidence to things, there's so many people seeking that, isn't there? And finding things, people doing their family trees, and more so now than ever. Physical evidence is very important. And especially in the work that Chris does, for instance, now, along with the other psychics and mediums that we have on the show with us, you know, physical evidence is very important. I think it's becoming more and more important now. The physical experience of our being has become as important as our spiritual being. You know, we're learning, and I think we'll continue to learn. So something good has come out of this COVID thing, really, is that the drawing together of two aspects of our being is that the physical being and the spiritual being, they need to dwell together. They can't be separate, you know, because we are all here for a reason. Yeah. and we all have to experience the physical before we can return home. Yeah. So, you know, the drawing together of the two is becoming a very prominent thing now, I think. And it's definitely a change in people's outlook on things, yeah. So that's just my take on it. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Line 8's disappeared. That's very strange at this time of night, but line 8 was lost. But we're going to Keisha then.
Hello?
Hello?
I can help you today. Do you have any questions for me, or do you just want to tell you what I see for you?
Yeah, I would like to also know, do you see me traveling soon, within the next couple of months?
Okay, hold on. Should be traveling in the next couple of months. Okay, for some reason, I'm being told, yes, you will be traveling within the next couple, I'm being told a week, not months. I'm being told a week. So I'm being told that that's sooner than what you expected. Because I feel like
everything will go.
Yeah, it will be sooner.
Okay, so everything is going to go well. Then, okay, good.
Yes,
that's what I want to hear.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm being told. You will be traveling sooner than what you expected. It's going to be sooner. Like,
now, will I be
like
moving or will I stay?
Okay. Sorry. Okay, ask the question again. I didn't hear it because you were talking and I was talking. What did you ask me?
I know. I'm sorry. Now, will I be moving or will I come back to this address?
Honestly, I feel like once you get a taste of where you're going, I think you're gonna want to move. Honestly, is what I'm seeing. I feel like you're gonna go check it out, see what it feels like, and if it feels right, you're gonna probably say, you know what? I don't want to go back. I want to live here. But then that's where the arrangement of how are you going to do it? Are you going to go back and try to make a sale on where you're living at now? Or you're going to rent it out and you're going to pay for your trip? Or so anything is that. I don't know how that renting is, because if you move, there's going to be a lot of hassle. You're going to have to be, traveling back and forth. So that's what I'm being told, but I do see that if you do this, I can actually see because they're telling me that you will move. It's just the timing of when and how you're going to get from A to B.
Right, yeah.
That's what it comes down
to. But I'm definitely going
to
be traveling, though. Okay,
yeah. Right. I feel like you want something different. That's what I'm being told. You want something different.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay, let me see. Well, when I was shuffling, okay, that's what's crazy. Oh, my God. They're telling me that you are stubborn and you do not despise. So, in other words, you are stubborn with people that they try to prove you wrong, but you're like, I told you, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know why you tried to tell me.
I don't mean to be like that, but it's like that, yeah.
Okay. And then
usually I do. It comes out right.
Yeah.
Humble myself.
And then I was told to tell you to be on alert. Protect yourself against your enemies. So in other words, you have hidden enemies that are in your circle. Will come out on their own. I'm being told that they're going to tell on themselves is what I'm being told. So I feel like these people, you will cut them off. And again, it goes back to, oh my God, this is what's crazy. You're going to get rid of the negative energy or negative people that don't really serve you. It's going to be like, oh, you know what? I don't need this person. No, I don't need that person. So you're going to have to do like, and it's crazy because I don't know why I'm seeing this. But I see, like, Facebook cleaning is what I'm seeing. Facebook cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So just be very aware of that, okay?
Okay?
And that's what I got for you.
All right. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you, Keisha. Oh, all right. Okay. Our time is getting short. We've got 18 minutes on the clock. People are still calling in, would you believe? So let's see where we're going.
Hi.
Hi.
Donated too, by the way.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
My name is Debbie. And,
nice to meet you
too. I was also wondering, it seems like a lot of people are in the same work situation, and I was wondering my job was going to move to a new location because the old location was kind of bad and it was very toxic. So, but I also gave them a bill for some money that they owed me. It was quite a bit.
Okay.
And old commissions. And I'm wondering if they're mad.
Okay, I'm being told with that. I'm being told hell fucking yes.
Wait, what?
Yes, they're being, yes, they are upset, yes. They're being.
I mean, they don't blame
yes,
me, though, huh?
Honestly, I think they blame a lot of other people because they've had to do a lot of adjustments. So they're kind of just like, yeah, like they're just having to adjust. And I kind of feel like for some reason I'm getting the irritation feeling when I'm tapping into it. So it's kind of like they're very, very irritated. Okay. That's number one. Number two, when I'm doing these, what I call the creepy accurate cards, they're telling me that you're telling me to be on alert and have faith. And the reason why they're telling me that is because they're telling me to re-examine your debt plans. So whatever plans you have, I'm being told that those plans are dead. They're not gonna happen because.
Oh, you mean the promises to the new job?
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's
either
why I gave them.
Huh? Yeah, because I feel that. Because I feel like there's something about them. So I'm being told to re-examine the plans to where you... I'm not saying you have to, like, deny them or say, no, I'm not interested. Just try to think about it and think of what is benefiting for me. I don't know if it's the pay that they're going to do or it's just something that they're just not telling you. So that
the plans I feel that.
Might work. Yeah, that some of the plans might work. But there's going to be some kind of dishonesty either about the pay or what you're going to be doing there. So it's either one of the other, either the pay or it's something that they didn't say, how can I put it? So in other words, a description of what you're going to be doing there is what I'm seeing. So they're telling me something about description. So they're telling me that there is something that they're leaving something out. But you're not going to find out until you get there. What that is.
Well, they promised me, like, to be the manager, and I could pick my team and all this stuff. And, I mean, it sounds like really good to be, too good to be true, to be honest, from this company. I mean, they've gotten better because they realize they need people. But they still owed me, like, no joke, $6,000 from the past. So, because I'm in between jobs, I figured, because they want me really bad. I was their number one producer. But this is your chance to pay up, or I'm not going to the next location with you.
So
I mean, this was my one and only, and it took a lot of self-esteem for me to do this. Because I'm like, pay me or keep a job.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather be paid because it was eating me up.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? I don't know why I was told to take this other card, but they're telling me to tell you that this card has like a, I think it looks like a pyramid shape, and then it has like something sticking out with the shape of the card, and then they're telling me a newcomer to your family. I don't know what that is about, but I'm being told that there's probably somebody that's going to be new in the family. I don't know why they're telling me this. And I'm being told that there's probably something about the job that I just feel that you will probably get something, but the boss thing, I would say just, I don't know, I would say just do your research when you go there. And you're going to know in your heart if they are legit or they're not, even though they're better, but they say that they recommend, that they need you. So I feel like just work with their, like, in other words, come with a, what is the word, negotiate with them and see where you stand with that, the manager. Because I kind of feel like I can see you doing that, but it's just that they're, if they're going to pay you, they're going to pay you in a certain way, which I can't see what that is, but they're going to pay you a certain way is what I'm seeing.
Well, somebody, my mom said maybe they'll pay me in increments, but I mean, some of these are from like 2017. Like it was a commission-based bonus. Yeah, and when I added them up, I couldn't believe it was $6,000. They should pay interest. So I knew they were going to be mad, you know?
Yeah, because you see, because the thing is that they're, when they paid you, they're basically, we're not expecting to do that because they invest on their money. But they said, you know what, if we really want her, we got to pay her. And,
what I was hoping for.
Yeah, I think they'll pay you, but it's going to be not like the way you expect it. I just see that it's going to take time, but you will get it, though. But I would say that there's going to be something that's going to kind of second guess what you feel, because I feel like you know this. I feel like you knew this before you even called to ask me a question. I'm being told that you already knew either what I was going to tell you, or you just had this kind of this gut feeling like, it sounds good and it sounds appealing, but there's something that's off about it. It doesn't have to be what to pay, but you'll find out what it is during that time. And I want to say, I don't know why, but I want to say, hold on. When should we find out what's going on? For some reason, they're telling me September. I don't know why they're telling me September, something about September. But I'm seeing,
do you think I should just cut my losses and just find another company?
Honestly, too invested to that, so I wouldn't say cut them off totally yet. Don't do that. I'm being told just to find out what's going on and just take it slow. I wouldn't say to rush it. You'll find out what it is, because I'm being told that you're very intuitive. Also, I'm being told that you have this empathic ability, so I'm being told to follow what your guides are telling you, because I'm being told that you're going to see signs before everything is like a deadline is what I'm seeing. They're showing you deadlines. So there's going to be like an agreement or like a closed deal of some sort. So I don't know what that is, but I don't want to but that's what I'm seeing. So I would say just recommend to keep on, give me a call, set the number that's displayed on the show. So I would say if you can find that number, call me, and then we can talk more about that, because I feel like there's more detail about this. Okay?
Yeah, I don't want to go into it, like, hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, then just give me a call, and
then
we can go from there. I feel like there's more that I need to tell you, but I'm going to tap into it, because I know that we got a short time, so I don't want to make it to where the bell rings and then it cuts you off. So
you got some other people. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we'll just keep in touch and just give me a call and just let me know who you are when you call me. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
As Chris said there, we are a little short of time. We've got to try and fit everybody in. We might be able to go a little bit over, but that depends whether Chris can or can't. So we'll wait and see for that one. Okay, let's see where we are then. Jennifer.
Hello, Chris and Ken. It's Jennifer.
Right.
Can I have a spooky card reading, please, Chris?
Spooky card reading. Spooky card. A spooky card reading.
What's she called? It's a spooky card.
I don't know. He's got It's like a Halloween pack type of thing on the side. Spooky card, he calls them. I don't know. I really don't know.
Spooky card reading.
Excuse me. I've got to shut Chrissy's mic off for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm sorry about
okay,
that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What I was going to tell you is that you will travel to far places. You will travel to far places.
Chris, sorry, we didn't hear you from the beginning.
Okay, I was told to tell you that you will travel to far away places, and I'm being told, listen carefully to what people have to tell you. Okay, that's what I'm being told right now. And when I'm looking at that, it looks like the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing.
Yep.
So there's going to be some Wheel of Fortune where it's going to change. And then they're telling me something about try to save money and be careful with their finances.
Hmm.
And I'm showing it looks like a castle, but it looks to me it's just a weird drawing on these cards. But it shows like a house. But like I said, it just looks like a creepy castle to me for some reason. Also, you may be troubled in troubled waters, and they're saying try to engage in all your torturement and sorrow. So anything that you have had in the past, just forget the past, move forward, and I'm being told don't get into deep or more than what you can chew, okay? And then I also see that you will have to travel, so you're going to be traveling a lot, and just be careful what people have to tell you. That's basically what I'm saying right now, and I already told you that. Okay, hold on, let's see what else we have here. Okay, this is weird. Okay, these cards are coming out creepy as always. I'm being told be strong with the heart of the heart, and then I'm being told try to overcome the wicked enemy. So in other words, you have some kind of enemy that you need to overcome, or someone that could be just gossiping. But don't worry about it. Don't tap into that energy. Don't give them any energy, because the more you give them, the more they feed off of it. You do have the strength and ground yourself, stay connected, and to do a cleansing on yourself spiritually, or just smudge yourself with some sage. And then I was told to tell you that you're not alone, that you have guides all around you, and they walk right beside you, so just know that you're not alone. And it's weird, because when I'm looking, I'm seeing Michael Jackson in my head, and he says, the man in the mirror, look at the reflection. If you need to make that change, it's time for you to do that change, and it's time for you to do it now. Okay?
You know what's funny is, as you were saying that, I was looking in the mirror, and someone had just sent me a Michael Jackson meme.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
And the funny thing about
serious?
I'm serious. But the other thing about the enemies is I'm very paranoid about stuff. So the whole enemy thing actually makes sense, because I do think that people are out to not necessarily get me, but get everybody. So I am paranoid.
Wow.
About that. The money thing sort of ties into, because you said be careful about your money. And I am really good with money. But at the same time, you never know when someone's just going to wipe out your account because of cybercrime, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you said that, because I've had a lot of visions of that. I don't know if my friend Angie is listening. Hi, Angie, if you're listening, and Becky and whoever else is listening to the show. But I've had visions, and it's funny that you say that, because I had this vision. Oh, my God, I'm already getting chills. That I had this vision of this intruder that was in this major building, and this was maybe like 5 weeks ago. And it's funny that you're mentioning that. That was when you buy things online, they're just telling me for you to be very careful with that. Because there's a lot of, oh, my God, I'm getting chills all over my body. And then for some reason, it's weird how Michael Jackson came in my head because you're telling me that you're not alone. Okay, now this is creepy. Oh, my God, why is he coming to me? Okay, with everything that he's telling me, something might not make sense, but maybe it's just I'm being told to tell you. The song Smooth Criminal stands out right now. I don't know why, but there's something about the song Smooth Criminal. There's something that someone's very slick and it's going to kind of like smooth their way into you. And they're going to do something. So I'm being told to be very, very careful because all these messages are coming to me rapidly. So I'm telling Michael, please slow down. Please slow down with the messages. Okay. But I'm being told just, even though I know that you can save money, but just be careful to make sure that when you do purchase things, make sure it's a secure website. Don't ask me why I said that, because it's just, I'm just channeling everything, so everything's just coming to me. So everything you said, it's already validated, along with Smooth Criminal. Keep that in mind, because that's what he was telling me, Smooth Criminal. Somebody's going to try to sweep you off your feet or try to take something from you, which is, I would say, be very fucking careful with that. Very cautious when you do certain things, okay? And that's the major thing I got for you.
Thank you very much, Chris. I really appreciate it. You're awesome. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. We've got 1 minute and 45 seconds of live there. Two more people in the call queue, the callers, maybe. But okay, it's up to Chris whether we continue. Chris, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good today. You know, it's so funny that you say that. The energy is lovely tonight. I love it. And I just want to say to all the callers, love you. Thank you for calling. And hopefully everything resonates with y'all. And for Ken, I'm fine. If you want to go those extra two calls, you can leave it there. Because I don't know if you want to go over the time limit. So it's really up to you, Ken. Other than that, I'm fine.
Right, you're okay to carry on. So we've got two more calls then. And as you can hear, the 60-second countdown, that's the end of live there. So let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Angie.
Hey.
Hi, Miss Angie. What's up?
Hey. Well, I was calling to say hello, but since you're pushing the end, if you want to skip and move on to the last one, that's fine.
Okay, so what is it that you have for me? Do you have a question for me, or did you want to say something to the callers, or what did you want to say before I go on? Do you want to say anything, or do you have a question for me, or you just want me to tell you?
I just wanted everybody to know how awesome that I think you are, that you're spot on, and everybody should give you a call and you know, check you out. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for promoting me. I appreciate that. Okay, so let's do the creepy cards, Andy, with you. So let's see what Spirit has to say for you.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, let's see what we have. Okay, for some reason. Okay, this is just crazy, and I think this has to do with what we were talking about. This has a lot to do with what we were talking about in the chat. Number one, travel. You will travel to faraway places, meaning that you're going to succeed in everything you want, so that I'm being told that you will be doing readings and that you will reach out to other people, which means that you will reach out far away to other areas. So I wouldn't be surprised within a year I see you doing readings. And I'm pretty sure people are going to want to talk to you. And then also, I was told to listen carefully with people, what they're telling you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you will be trouble in water. You'll be having some trouble with issues. I'm being told just be careful with what arrangements or what you're doing. So don't get involved in something that's going to get you trapped to where you just don't know the outcomes. I would say be very careful with that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm being told to... Okay, that was big. Yeah, they're telling you to save. They're telling me to tell you to save the money thing. Save your money, too. Okay. They're telling you to save your money for some reason. I don't know why. Okay.
Okay,
I got one more card for you before we go.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm being told for you to listen to the spiritual world. And all you got to do is just pay attention. And what I'm being told is to tell you to what listen what be, to what's between the words, in other words. And I'm being told to just to and tune yourself with everything that you get and trust your gut is what I'm being told. Okay? That's what I got for you. Now, if you want, we can talk after chat so I can finish the reading because I know we only got a short time. But if you want to talk to me in the chat, we can do that. Now, after the show, or we can do this later. So just message me and let me know that reading resonates with you. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Angie. Thanks for staying there. All right, then. We are in extra time, ladies and gents. We have Melody.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was kind of just drawn to call in, not really any specific questions. So I guess I would like to just allow you to see if you pick up on anything.
Okay, what I was told is that your loved ones in the spiritual world are telling me to reach out, and they say that you're right now feel like you're a very low point and that you're struggling with a situation or struggling with someone specific in your life, but I'm being told that there's hope in the decision, okay, that there's hope in the decision that you make, and just know that love is the foundation of your existence. And I'm being told that you are worth more than what you're giving yourself credit for. Okay? You are worth a lot. I'm being told that for some reason a child's love is coming, card coming in, and there is a deep connection with you and children. And just know that they're a part of you and they will always be a part of you. And I'm feeling like for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm seeing children. Children, children, children. Okay, there's something that I'm being told. Okay, hold on. Okay, what's your name again?
Melody.
Okay. Okay, this is interesting. Okay, you have a wicked friend that is spreading rumors about you, and then they're telling me to tell you to try to overcome the wicked enemy. So in other words, to be on alert. So in other words, there's a lot of stuff that's not being said. And I'm told that you're just kind of at this point where they're telling me telepathically, I don't know if it's you just telling me, like you're in my head, or they're telling me to tell you that lately you've been real depressed. And I feel like you feel like you're lost, like you need guidance and you need help, but you're just unsure of where you're going in life. But I'm being told that whatever you feel in your heart, you need to stop thinking that. Whatever it is, it's trying to, that's weird. They're telling me that it's trying to throw you off course. Something is trying to throw you off course with everything I just said. There's something that somebody's trying to throw you off course, or there's a situation that's trying to throw you off. But as far as that's concerned, I'm being told that you're on the right path, girl. Just follow your gut And that's
okay.
What I'm told to tell you. Now, if you want to talk more, then you can give me a call. I don't even have a paper and pen. I'll just say it one last time for you and everybody else that wants to get a hold of me. You can reach me at Chris Psychic Garcia, or you can reach me at my cell phone, 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470. So, Melanie,
okay.
You want to give me a call? We can talk more about this because I feel like we have more questions to ask, but we have a very short time of, you know, doing the last reading for you. Ken, I just want to say welcome back, and thank you for everyone listening to Ken's show. And with God willing, I'll be back next Friday. And thank you, Ken, as always. And for Melanie, did you get my number before we go? Did you get my number?
I did. I just wrote it down.
Okay, I'm going to say it again, 210-974-3470.
Yes.
Okay, then you can text me and then we can talk later. And thank you, Ken, and hope everybody has a good evening.
Hey, okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Melody. Right, a big thanks to Chris there for a wonderful show this evening. We've gone over time. We've done over. And I have to make an apology because we thought it wasn't going to happen. You know, at the start of the show, we had kind of three people. And I thought, oh, you know, and Ken panics. And I think it's down to old age, you know, panic. But I've always been a warrior. But maybe, you know, if I take time out, listen to Spirit more, and because we have had an amazing show this evening, so apologies there for the getting on my soapbox there at the start of the show, you know, and a big thank to Chris there for joining us this evening. We're going to play some music because we do, at the end of a show, we always play something for you, so let's see what we've got. Why not do this on a warm English night